This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Lincoln Bradstock. I live in East London, Forest Gate, and I'm on the electricians course.
And welcome to the trade shows today, where we're joined by Lincoln Bradstock, who has come all the way from London to do his practical electrical training with T4TS. Hi Lincoln, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Could you brief us on your career up to date, please?
Up until last year, I was a lorry driver, and when I was told I was going to be made redundant, I took the opportunity to contact T4TS and start learning and moving towards that career as an electrician. Since I got made redundant, I've been working as an apprenticeship, an apprenticeship capacity with my brother-in-law, who's a qualified electrician. So I've got hands-on experience of working in the electrical environment, but I want more than just an apprenticeship. I want to be qualified as well.
And you said your brother-in-law is a qualified electrician.
Well,
was that the reason which inspired you to enter the electrical profession, or was there anything else which triggered you to go along that road?
I was a lorry driver, but I didn't want to continue doing that. Not just for that company, because I was being made redundant, but completely. I just didn't want to do that anymore, because it's boring, you know, long hours, and the pay is ever decreasing. So I wanted to do something that would be A, financially better for me, B, a bit more hands-on, and obviously you profit from it, because it's a trade where you can earn a good living. So having him there helped, because I could see he was earning good money, but it probably helped me look more towards that than anything else.
So you found about T4TS and you wanted to change your career. You came down to do your practical training in ATL Centre. How are you finding your practical training?
It's been slow at the start, because I know it's not just you do all the theory at home, you do practical here. I understand we've got exams to do here, and if you don't have any briefing of what those exams are going to take, you're going to fail them. So, I suppose with my background, I know in theory I do know what's coming ahead, you know, i.e. this is how you wire a lighting circuit. I know that because I've done it, but I'm not here to say I know what I'm doing. I'm here to learn. So I'm happy with it. I'm happy with everything that's gone on so far.
I can completely understand that, because having a solid experience in the electrical industry and working alongside your brother-in-law, that definitely helps. What would you say to people who are thinking of developing their career in the electrical industry but have little, perhaps no experience at all?
I'd say, only from personal experience, I find it helpful to take a step backwards and take an apprenticeship type role, whether it be with yourselves, because you offer apprenticeship training, or whether it be with a different company, or, as in my case, a friend or someone that you know in an industry that you're interested in. Yeah, I would just say try and get into the industry as early as possible.
So effectively what you're saying, experience is a key element of the success in the electrical industry.
I would say. If I'd have not taken the decision I did and come in here now, I just, you know, the first day that I picked up a pair of pliers, you know, I wouldn't know what to do with them, or a pair of side cutters or a hammer. I wouldn't know what to do with them. I wouldn't know how to handle them in a comfortable way. It would take me time. Having that experience of, you know, stripping cable, or just using a screwdriver to make terminations into a socket, it's all comfortable to me, so it will help me with my course. But at the same time, I would never say, you know, and like I've stressed to other people on the course, I don't know everything. That's why I'm here, and that's why I'm here to learn.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.